He tried, but he was crammed in so tightly that he couldn't reach it. "Here," Grace said, "I got it." Julian threw his head back as she leaned over his thigh, pressing her breasts to his leg while she reached between his knees. His body snapped to attention, instantly hot and hard. When she put her cheek against his groin as she struggled with the release, he thought he would die from it. "You know, you're in the perfect position to—" "Julian!" she snapped. She pulled back and saw the bulge in his jeans. Her face turned bright red.
"Sorry."
"Me too," he breathed.
Unfortunately, she had yet to move the seat, so he was forced to endure the position one more time. Grinding his teeth, Julian reached one arm over his head to grab the headrest and clench it tightly. It was all he could do not to yield to the fiery lust inside his body.
"You okay?"
she asked, once she released the seat and returned to her own.
"Oh, yeah,"
he said sarcastically. "I'm just fine, considering the fact I've walked through burning fires that hurt less than my groin does right now."
"I said I was sorry."
He just looked at her. She patted his arm tenderly.
"Okay. Can you reach the pedals?"
"I'd like to reach your pedals."
"Julian!"
Grace snapped again. The man was truly lecherous. "Would you concentrate?"
"All right. I'm concentrating."
"I don't mean on my breasts."
He dropped his hungry gaze to her lap. "Or there either." To her amazement, he playfully poked his bottom lip out like a pouting child. The look was so uncharacteristic of him that she laughed again. "Okay," she said. "The pedal on the far left is your clutch. The middle is the brake, and the one on the far right is the gas. You remember what I told you about them?"
"I remember."
"Good. Now the first thing you do is press in the clutch and slide the gear into reverse." She placed his hand on the gear shift in the center of her car and showed him how to move it up and down.
"You know, you really shouldn't fondle that in front of me, Grace. It's cruel."
"Julian, do you mind? I'm only trying to show you how to shift my gears."
He snorted.
"I wish you'd shift my gear like that."
Grace growled at him. With a devilish gleam in his eyes, he looked totally unrepentant. Then he attempted to back up, but he released the clutch too soon and stalled the car.
"It's not supposed to do that, is it?"
he asked.
"Not unless you want to have a wreck."
He sighed and tried again. An hour later, after Julian still hadn't managed to drive around the parking lot without hitting a curb or stalling the car, Grace conceded failure.
"It's a good thing you are a better general than you are a driver."
"Ha ha,"
he said sarcastically, but there was a glint in his eye that let her know he wasn't truly offended.
"All I have to say in my defense is that my first car was a war chariot."
Grace smiled at him. "Well, we're not at war on these streets." Looking skeptical, he retorted,
"I wouldn't say that. You forget. I've seen your late-night news."
Julian turned the engine off.
"I think I'll let you drive for a while."
"Probably wise. I can't really afford a new car right now anyway." She got out to exchange sides with him again, but as they crossed paths at the trunk, Julian grabbed her for a hot kiss that made her dizzy. He took her hands in his and held them tightly against his lean hips as he nibbled her lips.